And now, some other key names. This time, insiders betting billions against each other with the companies Herbalife and JCPenney caught in the middle. The clash of the titans, 44-year-old hedge fund wizard Bill Ackman and 77-year-old leveraged buyout proxy war veteran Carl Icahn is shaping up to be a Mr. Frodo versus Gandalf epic. The Icahn-Ackman rivalry may have had something to do with why trading was halted for a time yesterday in the stock of both Herbalife and JCPenney. William D. Cohen has a profile of the influential and larger-than-life Bill Ackman in the newest issue of Vanity Fair, where he most definitely does not describe him as Frodo. The piece can be read online at vf.com. William, welcome back.
Thank you, John. Great to be here.
So hedge fund manipulation of companies and power brokering versus the traditional kind of proxy war strategies and tactics of Carl Icahn. That's the Ackman versus Icahn battle at this point?
Well, that's certainly one part of it. Both are activist hedge fund managers who, you know, get an idea in their head and then use all their power and influence and money to try to realize on that idea. The other aspect of this, as I describe in the Vanity Fair piece, of course, is that they detest each other immensely. And so you have in the Herbalife situation where Bill Ackman is betting that the stock of Herbalife will go to zero and has put billions of dollars behind that. And Carl Icahn, who doesn't like Bill Ackman, is on the other side betting that the stock will continue to go up. And he has bet something less than $1 billion. But they're both at it, and they're both very egotistical and very driven to have their side point of view succeed, and only one can win.
Is it the case that because of the profile of both of these men, and particularly Mr. Ackman, the stock of Herbalife and to a lesser extent JCPenney is now being traded virtually on the egos of these men? Whoever thinks Icahn will win will trade one way. Whoever thinks Ackman will win will trade the other way. It has nothing to do with the essential value of the asset.
I'm not sure that's entirely true because, of course, you know, there's a lot of, you know, stocks trade on fundamentals, but there's a lot of technical pressure certainly on the Herbalife stock because there's a lot of a short or borrow out there. There's a lot of betting against the stock. And, of course, Carl Icahn has come in and others, big hedge fund managers like Dan Loeb, have come in on the other side. So there's a lot of sort of technical trading. And yet you saw yesterday because in a quite – unrelated but equally dramatic development with Herbalife. The Herbalife's auditor at KPMG was accused of insider trading, was forced to leave KPMG, and then KPMG was forced to resign the Herbalife account. Now, even Bill Ackman, as much as he hates Herbalife, could never have predicted that turn of events, which sent the stock down about 4%, and he made a fair amount of money yesterday. But, you know, again, they say now that it had nothing to do with actually the books and records of Herbalife. And so we'll just have to see. This is a dramatic war for Herbalife that has been going on since December at the least.
Is there a war for JCPenney, or has Ackman really made some bad bets on management? I believe he's the largest shareholder of JCPenney.
Yes, JCPenney is a different story, except that it, of course, involves Bill Ackman and his ego as well. Bill Ackman is the largest investor in JCPenney, and he did a lot of saber rattling about 18 months ago, and got rid of the old CEO named Mike Ullman, brought in a wunderkind CEO who was head of the Apple stores, Ron Johnson. Of course, you know, not only did he have an unlimited budget at Apple to build out these stores, but he had incredible products to sell, and so people flocked to these stores. People thought Ron Johnson was the answer to a sort of tired old JCPenney name. He completely revamped it in his image, which was a major mistake. Bill Ackman backed him and then, you know, pulled the plug yesterday and conceded a total defeat, which is incredibly embarrassing for Bill Ackman because he was such a high-profile defender of Ron Johnson. And now he's brought back in Mike Ullman, the former CEO. So in that situation, Bill Ackman is eating crow and is undetermined yet on Herbalife whether he will need to eat crow as well.
Why would Ackman believe that you could trade iPods or sell iPods and iPads the same way you sell blouses and khakis at JCPenney? And why do the financial channels just listen to him as though he was some sort of a genius?
Well, you know, Ron Johnson had sort of become like a retail guru. And, you know, sometimes people make the mistake of thinking because, you know, you have the Apple halo and you have these Apple products to sell, which don't forget, you know, at the time that he built those stores and populated them with all those incredible products, there wasn't that much competition as there is now for the Apple type products. And he was, you know, is a runaway success. So Bill Ackman thought, hey, he did it at Apple. Maybe he can do it at JCPenney. And he tried to remake JCPenney with all these sort of top interesting brands that don't really appeal to the JCPenney customer. And, you know, they lost 25% of their revenue in a year. It was a disaster.
Bill Ackman is still a billionaire, we suspect, even with the setbacks. You can read all about Bill Ackman in William Cohen's article in Vanity Fair. He's a contributing editor at Vanity Fair. William, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Later this hour, we're looking at how to teach science better. We want to hear your memories of science class. The conversation started on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway. One of our listeners, John, said, needed D battery cores for an 8th grade presentation. My partner spilled the acid on the floor later that day. It ate through my sneakers and I was sent home. Share your science memories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, a test on the Korean Peninsula. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.